Now, we want to consider chapter 6 and 7, which have to do with the law of the offerings. And then we have laws concerning the burnt offering, the meal offering, and the sin offering here in chapter 6. And then we'll take up the others when we get to chapter 7. Now, we have some very specific directions here for the priests. We need to note that some have labeled these chapters here special rules for the priests who minister at the altar of God. And you'll notice that these rules or law of the offerings is directed to the priests. That is important to note. It opens, you see, that is, this particular section, "He shall command." That's quite interesting, that he shall command Aaron and his sons. We need to also recognize that the priests were the ones who served at the altar, and they were involved in all of the offerings that were made on the burnt altar. We are told in Hebrews 8, 3 and 5, "For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. If he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount." Now we can see from the above scripture that not only do the priests alone serve at the burnt altar, but all as a shadow of the reality in heaven where Christ, our great high priest, serves today. Therefore, these are great spiritual lessons for us. Now, there's another striking thing about the law of the offerings, that Christ is not only the sacrifice, but he's also the priest. He offered himself. There was no priest there to offer him. He offered himself. And this is what we're told. And again, let me give this extended quotation from Hebrews 10. "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it's written of me to do thy will, O God." Above, when he said, "Sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offering for sin thou wouldst not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law." Then said he, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified, through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every high priest standing daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, he sat down on the right hand of God. Now, that is the thing we need to be made aware of today. A religion down here with marching and burning of candles and wearing robes and going through little rituals and preliminaries and all that sort of thing really has no value today at all. In fact, a lot of us in our churches, we go through a lot of things that are really not worthwhile at all, because those that worship God must worship him in spirit and truth. Now, God gave these things to set before us great spiritual truths so that we would see that. Now, you and I have a high priest that is in heaven today, and he's as busy as he can be. Now, when he says he sat down, it means that his redemption was complete. It's just the same as when it says God rested on the seventh day. He wasn't tired. Lord Jesus didn't sit down up there to do nothing. He's busier today than he's ever been. He died down here to save us. He lives up yonder to keep us saved. And you and I ought to keep in touch with him. This is reality. This is spiritual. The trouble today is we're out of touch with a living Christ, and he's no longer a reality to us. The greatest compliment I ever heard passed on a preacher was the one I succeeded in Nashville, Tennessee. I went into the market house there one day where all the butcher shops were, and there was a great big German butcher in there. And he said to me, he said, "I understand you are following Dr. Allen." I said, "Yes." He said, "You know, the thing about that man, every time I meet him, I feel like he just left Jesus around the corner." I want to tell you, friends, that's doing business with him. He should be a reality to us today.